From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama has ordered U.S. flags to be flown at half-staff in memory of the victims of the worst mass shooting in the nation's history. Mr. Obama declared it an act of terrorism and said the FBI is leading the investigation.
In the face of hate and violence, we will love one another. We will not give in to fear or turn against each other. Instead, we will stand united as Americans to protect our people and defend our nation and to take action against those who threaten us.
50 people are dead, 53 wounded. Authorities identified the shooter as 29-year-old Omar Siddiqui Mateen, an American born to Afghan parents. Orlando City Commissioner Patty Sheehan spoke to reporters.
We're going to show what the good heart of humanity is, not the bad, horrible part of it is. And you cannot get your message across by killing people. You're nothing but thugs and murderers. And we will show you that we are a better community, a better America than this.
Shooter Mateen's ex-wife described him as mentally unstable and ill. A bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of Beirut, Lebanon, Sunday, severely damaging one of the country's largest banks. There were no immediate reports of casualties. Beirut's Daily Star newspaper quoted a source as saying the bomb weighed about 5 kilograms. An Iraqi general says troops seeking to recapture the Islamic State stronghold of Fallujah have opened a safe corridor that humanitarian workers say has allowed some 4,000 residents to flee the city in the past day. The escape route secured Saturday was hailed by the Norwegian Refugee Council, whose overwhelmed workers struggled to provide services. This is VOA News. European football's governing body, UEFA, threatened on Sunday to expel both Russia and England from Euro 2016 in France if their fans continue violent behavior. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille late Saturday after British and Russian soccer fans brawled in and around Stade Velodrome. After the match ended in a 1-1 draw, Russian supporters charged the English side, forcing fans to flee. Martin O'Neill is coach of the Irish team.
It's obviously disappointing because you work so hard to get here as a team and as a nation, and then you see something like this is, it's not great to see. So you let everybody down, and there's, we have to say there's only a select few that always ruins it for everybody else. So it's very, very disappointing to see.
After an inquiry into the skirmish, UEFA is expected to recommend a punishment Tuesday. Violence was also reported this weekend at games in Nice and Lille. The International Labour Organization is spearheading a global campaign to stamp out child labour, which involves 168 million children worldwide. A panel of experts focused on the widespread practice of child labour in international supply chains. Lisa Schlein reports.
Director General of the International Labour Organization, Guy Ryder, says the combined efforts of governments, employers, workers' unions, and consumers are needed to end this nefarious practice.
They need to know what is happening in their supply chains and to back that up with action in their business practices and dealings with suppliers.
Children work for low or no pay in abusive, slave-like and dangerous conditions in agriculture, fishing, garment industries, electronics, manufacturing, and in the mineral extractive sector. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Police in Bangladesh say they have arrested more than 5,000 criminal suspects in the first 3 days of a nationwide sweep. Authorities took the action in response to a rash of extremist violence against religious minorities and secular activists. National Police Chief Shahidul Haq, speaking Sunday, said the arrests include at least 85 militants. Militants have been blamed for more than 30 deaths in Bangladesh since early last year, including bloggers, gay rights activists, Christians, and Hindus. U.S. President Barack Obama has declared a major disaster area exists in Texas. The president ordered federal aid to supplement state and local efforts in the area affected by severe storms and flooding that began late last month and continues. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.